Welcome, everybody, to episode number 12, The Round Table, with my co-host, superstar Jenny Walker.
What's up?
Great to have everybody here. Reminder, if you're new with us in tuning into the podcast, what's The Round Table about? The Round Table was formed because we wanted to try to continue the discussions of what we're talking about on Sunday morning on a little bit of a deeper level. We also wanted to take some opportunities to talk about how Scripture goes into real life decisions, and we just wanted to have fun. You guys can get to know us a little bit better through The Round Table. Again, we appreciate all of you guys' feedback. We love you guys that are on YouTube watching. Give us feedback. We give challenges sometimes with it that we're going to talk about today. So we want people to do the challenges and give us feedback.
Yeah.
If you're listening on the podcast, subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Again, it's just a great way to get to know what's happening in our lives, but also an opportunity to figure out how to make Scripture practical, which we think is challenging at times for people. So we start every podcast, if you haven't been with us, with Jenny's Corner.
And what a great corner.
Yeah, so in Jenny's Corner, you know, she has her special things that she does. One is jokes, which we get mixed reviews on, of whether Jenny's jokes are funny or not.
Great, they're
and
awesome.
From Jim and Linda Gould, we have the clapping hands. We have yet to get the booer. I'm the booer.
I don't know whether or not.
And so then I always look at our producer, Isaac, on what his thoughts are on your jokes, and we got somewhere in between that. So then we also have Jenny's date book, which is how it's described to me in the beginning.
Yes. Right?
Just in case you run out of conversation, Jenny will pull the book out. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to date Jenny, be ready for the book.
Yep.
Or if you are dating Jenny right now, I'm not sure which one it is. Be ready for her to pull out the book.
Surprise.
To be able to have conversation starters.
Hey, some people really love my book.
I think people
Listen,
love your book.
I know. This book actually sparked conversation that when I watched your message on Sunday, it was confirmation.
Really?
Mm-hmm, to be discussed later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so how about jokes?
Okay, all right.
Do you have them written on your hand?
No, not this week. So I haven't been doing that. I have
Can
a
you
hair.
Stop pulling all your hair off of your
I know. Well, it's a lot. All right, my jokes are around Valentine's Day.
Okay, is that coming up?
I think so.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's?
Times.
I don't get it.
Huh?
What?
That's what I call it, Valentine's.
Why?
Day. I don't know. Tines just doesn't sound right. Tines?
Tines.
Valentine's.
Well, you don't say it just the word alone.
Valentine's Day. No, it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine.
Jokes around Valentine's Day.
Where did Valentine's Day come from?
Do you really want to know?
You know?
Yes.
You do know?
I don't think we have
Oh my
time,
gosh, it's
though.
Like Google right here. Wow. What is it?
Haven't you ever heard like the
no.
history of all of these holidays? A lot of them
Probably
started
in school.
With kind of a pagan culture to them.
Okay.
And
all
the
right.
things that are done.
Okay.
We'll save that for next week when we're closer to Valentine's
I'll just Google
Day.
It.
Yeah. How about you Google it and come back and tell us what it's all about.
All right. I'll give you my version of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So here we go.
Because for sure, everything on Google's true.
It is, all of it. Every single part of it, especially Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I heard that's like where you should go to like put stuff in your report.
Yeah, to make sure you know truth.
Yes, right. So there's resources on there. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go. Or sources. Resources. Never mind.
Stay focused.
All right. What do you say to your friends? Oh, dang it. I knew I was going to mess this up because when I was writing it, I had to like put an arrow up and let myself know that, okay.
Can I say
what?
This?
What? Why?
I was just trying to decide, like, where's this arrow up there?
Well, okay, well, it's a line, but I know it's an arrow. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm starting over. What do you say to your single friends on Valentine's Day?
What?
Happy Independence Day.
That
was good.
Look at Isaac. Woo! He even tried to hold back.
That's right. So I expect everyone to say that to me. Okay.
Happy Independence Day, Jenny.
Yes. Sunday. Thank you. That's so nice. When's your birthday?
February 22nd.
Okay, because mine's the 19th. There are a lot of birthdays this month.
So in one of our podcasts, when we're getting close, we'll celebrate our birthdays.
Yes.
Are you going to bring a cake?
We should.
Can you cook?
We should do a cake smash.
Can you cook?
I can cook.
You can make
That's
a cake?
Baking.
Can you bake?
I can bake.
Something that's edible?
Yes. I'm a very good cook/baker.
Okay. So we'll prove it. Jenny,
okay.
Well, again, we'll find this out. Jenny says a lot on the podcast.
I
she never actually does. But we'll see. She's saying for our birthdays, she's going to make us a cake.
Yes. Woo!
And we'll have taste testing that day. We'll let Nick and Isaac come in and see whether or not
you truly are
a baker.
Okay. All right. Deal. Okay. I love a good competition. And are you bringing the birthday sashes?
The who?
The birthday. I want a birthday sash. It's my birthday. It's my 30th birthday.
Okay. Yes.
This is a very monumental day.
Isaac will remind me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Second one. What did the boy bird say to the girl bird on Valentine's Day?
I don't know. What did he say?
Let me call you my tweetheart.
That one might be.
That's great.
That's a little bit less.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Last one.
What's the most romantic ship?
What?
Courtship.
No, boo.
Whatever.
Isaac
you just wanted to boo.
Isaac
he's laughing.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
He was laughing because he did this.
But
in
that's
the
funny.
Huh?
It's funny.
Okay.
I laughed.
No, I will just see. Give us your feedback on Jenny's corner of how her jokes are. We'd really like to know.
They're like bad, good jokes.
Okay,
you know?
Gonna, yeah, so
like
open
an
up.
Ugly
bet. Are we just picking anything?
Yes. Yes, that's me. Good. Okay. All right, here we go.
You already had it pre-selected?
No, I didn't. Okay. Did you think that I did?
No, you just opened up to something.
I don't really. Like,
okay.
Because I don't like those either.
Okay.
So.
Pick one.
All right. I feel like very pressured when I'm looking because I'm trying to find a good one and I have to do it really, really fast. So then this is what I do on dates. I just continuously.
You sit there and look at a book on dates?
No, like on the menu. Like if I'm reading the menu, like.
Right.
It's really hard for me to read something and speak at the same time, and I don't like awkward silence, so I'll just keep talking.
So you're trying to talk and read the menu, and then
right.
You can't figure out what you want.
So here I am right now reading this while I'm trying to pick one out.
I mean, how many different places do you go out to eat? How many choices are there?
Oh, what do you mean? There's a ton.
Okay.
This is USA. Okay. All right. Okay. What? I don't like that one. Okay. Using I don't even know what I'm reading. A, B, C, D, F grading. What grade would you give your current relationship?
A++.
Aww,
my wife.
That's sweet.
I mean, again, I've told everybody this. Uh-huh. The backbone of everything that I do is because of my wife.
That's
right?
Sweet.
Every great wife. There's no great man that doesn't have a great wife behind him. So A++ for Sherry Hill. She's the best.
Aww.
How about you and your relationship?
Well,
what do you give it right now?
Well, you know, right now it's like a, I'd say it's a B-.
A B-?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Are you in a relationship?
No. That was actually one of the questions for the volunteer appreciation dinner.
Right.
By the way, my questions are hilarious for that.
Okay.
Like hilarious.
So if you want to win the game on volunteer appreciation night, if you're coming to Life Church's volunteer appreciation night, which is a great night for us. So be able to come and honor all the people that make church possible. And so we're going to have a game where you have to answer questions about the staff of Life Church.
Yeah. Remember the one with the weirdest injury?
What is your weirdest injury?
Okay.
So here you go.
So if you're watching, you're going to win this one. Okay. So I was pop, lock, and dropping it. But
You were what?
I was, you know, the dance, the song.
Do you know what this is, Isaac?
The song pop, lock, and dropping it. Have I said this before?
I feel like. Do we need her to demonstrate?
No.
No, demonstrate.
No.
Why,
because I don't want. I tore my MCL. Okay, I had to be carried to the taxi cab. I literally pop locked and dropped it.
Why is it
in a Mexican restaurant?
Is this something that's weird? Like if you do it, like will people look at us like you can't do that on the podcast?
It's like twerking, but back in the day, you know what I mean. So this is like 2013, 12.
Pop, lock, and drop. And
pop, it was a song. Pop, lock, and drop it. Pop, lock, and drop it.
Who sang that song?
Don't know.
But that's
all
the song
I know.
Went?
Yes.
And people really listened to it.
So you literally pop, and then you lock it, and then you drop it to the ground.
And then you tore your MCL.
Yes, I never came back up. That's what's so funny about it. I straight dropped it. Yeah, it was bad. I woke up the next morning, and my whole entire ankle and my whole, like, just everything was so swollen. I was in a cast for 2 months.
So here's, if you're watching
or
listening, the next time you see Jenny, ask her to demonstrate.
No.
The pop,
it's really not appropriate.
It's not?
I don't live like that no more. Okay?
Well, that's what I was asking.
Oh,
so it's inappropriate?
That's
like
what
move?
I was. Yes, that's what I was talking about with twerking.
Oh.
I would definitely not twerk just to do it, you know? All right, next question.
Okay.
What's your weirdest injury?
I don't think any of my injuries are weird.
Really?
No.
I have so many.
I've had two knee surgeries.
Okay, but how did it happen? Anything weird?
No, football and wrestling.
Everything I've ever injured on myself is a weird story.
Although I did get my hand, when I was a kid, I did get my thumb shut in a door. Is that weird? And broke it.
That's awful.
This could be the weird injury.
Okay.
I was working on a fan at a pig barn. You know those great, are you laughing?
Yes.
Why?
Is that me laughing?
Huh? Listen, so it's big. You know
okay.
What I'm talking about? Those like great big fans.
Because I can imagine what's happening.
And there was ice on the louvers. So the fan wasn't on. Thought I turned it off.
Okay.
Went in there and I was clicking the ice off the louvers and the fan started. And it came down, smashed my hand. That's what these.
Oh,
that's why this finger doesn't.
Oh, wow.
This
that's
finger
sick.
Work.
Like I didn't. That. I didn't even know, but
so
now that's all I'll be able to look at.
Five surgeries on this hand. To repair my thumb, broke all the bones in my hand.
Oh my
so
gosh.
I had my glove on.
Thank
standing
goodness.
There by myself, hits me. I'm sitting there like, this is bad, like real bad.
Do you think your finger was chopped off?
There's blood coming out. And then I
of
go.
Of your glove?
Yeah, so just to give you, if you guys are listening, this is the, you guys are watching, you can see this. But then I took my hand and I'm like, oh, I'm looking at it. And my finger goes whoop. Like when I say whoop, it went like down inside of the glove. So I was like, if I take this glove off, that finger's coming off with
it. Oh.
Like, this ain't going to work. So then I'm out there by myself in the pig barn, and I have the stick shift Honda. You know, and this is the hand I'm shifting with. I have no idea what to do. Nobody there, nobody to say. You know, so anyway, I call Sherry. I said, hey, I think I just got my hand, you know, in the fan, and I think I just chopped my fingers off. But I'm not
you
really
sure. You just said it that calm?
Yeah, I said, but I'm not really sure, because if I take my glove off, I'm afraid all my fingers will come off.
So all of them? You didn't know at that point?
Well, no, I mean, seriously, if you'd see the...
Oh, no,
Isaac
he
seen
just,
the
no,
of it.
He just showed me. I don't like stuff like that. Huh? That is so, ew,
yeah,
I'm glad
that's
I'm far
the
away.
Picture of, like, you could put that up in front of the camera right now. Did you, can you see that? Look at that sucker. Bring that thing over here.
No, I can see it just fine over there. Stuff like that grosses
Isaac,
me out.
Isaac, our producer. This is the weirdest injury
oh,
that ever
no.
happened.
Oh, no. Oh. That is so gross.
That's what it looked like after my hand was.
They can't see you.
What? No, he can make it work there. So like well, they could do a zoom.
Oh,
picture,
can you zoom?
That was hilarious. That was the picture of my hand.
Oh
and
my gosh! No.
Five surgeries later.
Five? That, when was this? This had been recently. If that
I
he
I don't know how many years ago it was, but I don't know if that's weird
oh
or what
gosh.
That is. But it was.
That's disturbing. That's what that is. Oh my gosh, that's so scary. Hey, at least you had a glove on
yeah.
so that your finger didn't like fly off. So
right.
then if it did get like completely cut off, you could reattach
yeah.
it.
I mean, one of
finger.
The big concerns they had is because it's in a pig barn. So all the disease that's in a pig barn. So
that's what's wrong with you.
One.
You got some pig juice in you. That is what happened.
That might be what's
there
wrong
was cross
with
contamination going
there
on.
There could have been. But
yes.
One of the surgeries.
Makes
it
sense
took,
now.
Like, 2 hours of doing nothing but picking bone fragments
ew,
out of my hand.
What?
That was one of the surgeries.
That is so gross.
Anyway.
I'll
but
do
they
well.
Got it all working, and I realized something.
Okay, positivity.
How important is your thumb?
Very.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The other surgery was just to repair my thumb because
uh-huh.
there were so many bones broken in my thumb. They're
oh
like, if
gosh.
Nothing else works, we don't care. We just want to make sure you have a thumb.
Yeah, because it's like the center of your whole
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, I didn't even think about mm-hmm. that. And they're like, here, just try to pick up anything without your thumb.
Oh, that's great. We should. I feel
no,
like I'm really
I mean,
good at
like,
it.
Like,
oh.
Yeah, like how hard is it to grab things with your...
Really?
Yeah, without your
I got thumb. This.
But anyway, so that might have been my weirdest injury.
Wow.
And when you tell people, here's what's funny. So Sherry is calling people.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter, Abby.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
She calls Abby, calls all the kids. Hey, dad got his hand stuck in the fan. He's got to go. You know, he's going to be in the hospital for a while. My daughter, Abby, thought it was hilarious.
Did she? Should
yeah,
just
she's
laugh?
Like, you got your hand stuck in a fan?
Oh, my gosh. And she's probably seen this fan. Like, I'm only imagining it to be, like, something really big.
Yeah.
Is it big?
No, oh, that's huge. I mean, it's, again, the blades
like
on the
4-H
fan.
Like
the 4-H fair? Yeah, the fan blades are, like, this big.
And she's laughing?
She's laughing. She thought, you stuck your hand in a fan? I'm
oh
like, I didn't stick my hand in the fan.
Yeah.
It started. And, again, luckily... I got my hand back
the
hard
fan?
Enough because it could have just chopped my whole arm
oh
off.
Oh, my god!
Can you imagine that?
No,
sight?
I don't want to. No. The fan definitely got you. You didn't get your hand.
No, the fan was destroyed afterwards.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It's like all the fan blade was in pieces. And
why?
The motor was, yeah.
from
Look
your
at this thing. Ah! Seriously? It's like concrete.
Oh, wow. Concrete. Okay, now we're concrete. Moving on.
Okay, all right. What's going on in the world?
Oh, we're not one more?
Okay, one more.
I was... Okay, all right, one more. How about you do it this time?
No, I can't read.
Why? You can't read?
On. Let's move on to what's going on in the world.
That's fine.
What's going on in the world?
Well, I did read when I was Googling what's going on in the world, because I don't know what's going on in the world.
Okay.
That koalas are getting put back into the fields. I guess not fields, but whatever's in Australia.
Okay.
The forest.
Back into the forest.
Is that a forest
why
there?
Why aren't they in the forest anymore?
That's a great question. I didn't have time to really look into it. I was just looking up like the key things. And antibiotics aren't working as well as they used to back in the day.
And the reason is?
Because we are just getting so many more bed bugs.
So the reason.
That is why.
Yeah, because yes. Super bugs.
Well, super bugs was a bed bug at one time.
Okay.
And I had to Google it because I remember this exactly.
Yeah, so why don't you tell our audience your story?
I do not need to tell that. No. That oh, wait, what?
About the bed bugs. Like, you ended up in jail and, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with the story.
I mean,
it's
I
like
guess
anybody
not.
Didn't know you went to jail.
Yes, they don't know that.
What?
I'm kidding.
I was really... Saying, no, it's a good... I mean, not that it's a... Okay. It shouldn't be an embarrassing part of the story. It's
no,
part
I mean,
story.
I guess not. That's just what happens when
right,
you're
so
living
you showed,
that kind
you,
of a life.
Yeah, so you showed up at jail, and...
What's funny about this time I went to jail is I thought I looked so good, okay? That I was asking
in
the...
Comparison.
Yes. I was like... When I was leaving, because I was only there for like a couple hours, because it was a misdemeanor, and when I was leaving, I was like begging the guard to let me, or not the guard, but one of the cops to let me have the picture. I was okay. Like, can I please take this home? This is a really good picture. And then I saw it a couple years later, and it was not cute.
It was not good.
At all. But anyways, I went to jail, and I had bed bugs. Apparently, where I was staying, I got bit up a lot, and they wouldn't let me back in.
So you had to be quarantined.
Yes.
Yeah, you quarantined inside of the jail because you were a bed bug spreader.
Yes, I didn't even know that I had them when I went in there.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was in my whole little cell by myself for 2 hours. I slept the whole time, so it was fine.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
But real super bugs, really such a thing. Part of the problem is people take antibiotics for everything because your body has a natural defense to be able to fight stuff, and we don't give it a chance.
Right.
So the bugs become resistant to the antibiotics, and so that's part of what's happening.
Yep, that's what's wrong with me.
That's
it is.
That's what's wrong with antibiotics not working. Maybe not you.
No, me specifically. No, huh? Me. We said that same time.
Oh, yeah, because you had a bunch of antibiotics when you were a kid.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find antibiotics that work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Anything else going on in the world?
I think that about sums it up.
Let me tell you the story that Jenny was telling before we got on the air today. So Jenny's talking about her dog.
Oh, okay? This story.
Yeah, so talking about her dog might have some diarrhea problems,
yeah.
Right? So then we're like, Isaac says, hey, maybe it's part of the problem is what you feed him, you know? So what
that
do you feed him, Jenny?
Yeah, that's
you know,
fair.
So why don't you answer? So Jenny, what do you feed your dog?
Well, sometimes if he's a good boy, we go to McDonald's and I call them, like he knows what the word chicky nuggets is. So we go through the drive-thru and I get him a 6-piece.
You
and
get
then,
him a 6-piece?
Yeah, specifically just for him. But, I mean, I take a bite, you know, I got to make sure it's okay.
Do you dip in anything for him, or is he just a plain guy?
No
sauce.
No.
Just plain.
No.
Okay, he gets a 6-piece chicken McNugget.
Yeah, and then a plain...
And you wonder why your dog has diarrhea.
We haven't had it recently, though. Okay? This has nothing to do with that.
Diarrhea has nothing to do with McDonald's.
I've never gotten diarrhea from McDonald's. Have you?
Listen, there are certain restaurants in Huntington that are what I call colon cleansers.
What are they? But just in Huntington or like what if I went to McDonald's somewhere else?
No, listen, I think that, again, if you really look at it, is it really food? I mean, is what you're really getting at McDonald's food? Is that really chicken in there?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I don't grow chickens. Or I mean...
I know you don't grow them.
People raise chickens. I don't raise meat.
Huh?
You are more familiar with good meat.
So if you've ever pulled apart the breading off of that, does it look like it's meat?
Oh, no. No, but it's so good, though. And you literally can pull apart the breading.
No, I know. You can pull the breading off.
It's like,
and look at that little... Paper,
it's like
cardboard.
Puff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the.
And I mean, think about this. How can you buy a 6-piece chicken McNugget for $1?
America.
Could it really?
This is land of the dreams.
No, this is the land of people wanting to eat via convenience, not caring what goes into their body.
Yep.
I just had this discussion the other day. We're getting into the cattle business.
Okay. Right?
So we've been raising veal.
Yeah.
Our family loves veal. But we're now going to start raising beef calves.
Okay.
And we're doing this thing called NHTC certified, which means...
Do you see confusion?
No, I know you give me this look.
Can
like,
you tell when I'm confused?
So the idea is that there needs to be a change in the way that people eat today. Because if you really knew what was in your meat, you probably would not eat it.
You think so?
Listen.
That's never steered me away from hot dogs.
Huh?
We had this conversation.
Listen, if you went to the meat market when I used to make hot dogs, I bet you wouldn't eat very many.
You think so?
Listen, if you saw what went in it, or just like as an example. So
okay.
Do you know how people are talking about how kids are maturing at a younger age? Mm-hmm. Like girls are getting
the chicken.
Boobs and
the
you
chicken.
Know,
the hormones.
Yeah, hormones,
yes.
Right? Well, where do you think that's coming from?
I don't think about it.
Because meat mm-hmm. that you're eating is mm-hmm. hormone implanted, so they grow faster. So they put hormones into the animal so that the animal can grow faster and get done sooner because you want to go somewhere cheap
McDonald's.
And buy something that costs nothing. Well, you can't do that if you're buying good meat.
My dog needs hormones. Okay.
Your what?
My dog needs hormones. I'm trying to get him like real big.
People don't need hormones. That's the point.
Yes.
No, like it's bad for
okay,
you.
But
so,
it's so
people
good.
Should know. Yeah, but I know. Think about what it's doing to your body. So I'm just saying there's going to be there needs to be a shift.
Mm-hmm.
People do need to know what they're eating and make sure that it's safe, not just cheap. Like it's not just about paying 50 cents for your food, right? Like you need to actually eat meat that's good for you because it does have long-term effects on your body.
You're right.
It will have long-term effects on your kids.
That's why I take a bunch of vitamins.
That doesn't
makes up for it.
No,
yes, it does.
Doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, you can't make up for putting things inside of your body that are not actual.
I'm doing just fine. Actually, no, I'm not. I've been sick twice this month.
Right.
Okay.
Think about it. That's all I'm saying. Think about, like, you could go home and make your dog real food, like hamburger and rice, and put it together and feed him.
That was so much work.
No, I know. So why do people go through the drive-thru?
Because I want a Coke.
Because it's convenient.
Yes, convenient.
Right? Convenience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
I'm thirsty.
Idea of the purchasing decisions that we make, the whole idea of everything that we do is all about quick, fast, and convenient.
Yep.
And we could care less about the long-term repercussions that go with it.
That is true.
I'm saying... Until you figure that out, you won't say that when the long-term repercussions start setting in, right?
Right. You'll regret it when those effects start happening.
Well, again, think about this for a second. How prevalent is cancer today compared to the way it was 20 years ago? How much more prevalent is cancer today?
A lot.
Why?
Everything.
Why do you think it's more
because
prevalent?
Of everything that's in everything?
Because we highly processed
yes.
food that is not really real. You have a hair coming out of your lip. I'm just like, I'm looking over at you, and there's
Stop.
This long blonde hair sticking
really...
out of your mouth.
Well, sometimes it gets stuck to my.
No,
Whoa.
But think about okay, do you think this is true? Is some of the problems our health issues we're dealing with today
yes.
because of highly processed food?
Yes.
Nobody raises in here their food. Everybody wants to buy the cheapest they can to
yes.
save a dollar, and it's causing or having long-term health ramifications.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, so now, will that change your purchasing decisions?
No.
Yeah, that's the problem. We have just said it here on the Roundtable podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, here's the problem we are in America.
So I'm the problem?
No.
It's okay. I can be the voice for the people again.
No,
that's what I am.
No, seriously, but this is what we've been talking about.
Right.
So back, we're going to get into Scripture, and we're going to talk about Scripture.
Okay.
But the point is, Scripture tells you, do these things, and you're not going to see immediate change, right? You're not going
to
see immediate benefit.
No, I have to
More
wait
of it is about long-term,
yeah.
long-term
yes.
help in your life, right? So
yeah.
people look at that and be like, oh, I get it, but I'm not going to change my behavior because it really doesn't affect me today. They're not looking at the effects
yeah.
of this down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea. People read Scripture and like, well, I mean, that would mean I have to change my lifestyle. Oh,
yeah.
that would mean I'd have to cook my own food. That would mean I'd have to actually put work into my life.
What's work?
You know, to make it better, right?
Wow.
To improve it. That's
yes.
all I'm saying. So this idea that, hey, we know that there could be long-term effects, but it's not going to change that the line at McDonald's is wrapped around five times all day long.
It is so long.
Even though people know that there's no possible way that that's complete real food, I'm not even saying that it's not good. And I'm not even saying that it's not, maybe it is real, just highly processed, because any person that works at McDonald's or owns a McDonald's is going to want to kill me after all of this.
It's okay.
But the point is that I just don't think it's a good idea. It has long-term ramifications. We should probably look at it. But you're a perfect example of who cares about long-term ramifications. Convenience.
Well.
Convenience overcomes long-term ramifications.
Yes. And some things.
She is a voice for the people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I could be that for everybody.
So let's talk about, we'll get into scripture. So let's talk about the whole idea of mastermind, right? So that's what we've been talking about. And the whole idea is that our mind and the way that we think drives the actions of our life.
Definitely.
So I agree with that.
Yep.
So everybody's after your mind, right?
Yeah.
Right? So they want to control the way you think because they know that they control the way you act. So been interesting. Came home from, I don't even know where we were this week. Isaac was watching this thing called The Great Hack.
What is the
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So if you're out there and you're wondering whether or not, because this was our challenge last week. Our challenge last week was to Jenny, hey, just take 1 week, or if you can't do 1 week, just do a couple days just to see whether or not you're addicted to social media.
Like 1 day.
Huh?
Like 1 day.
Well, we just said try it.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's what we said last week. How'd you do?
Oh, not well at all.
You didn't give it up at all?
No, I actually had gotten on there more than I had in a long time. Unintentionally, I didn't mean to.
No, it always goes that way.
I know.
It was always unintentional.
Yeah.
Right? You ended up on Instagram for an hour and a half.
Yeah, the devil made me do it. I swear.
Yeah, so we said, you know, people's attention, you know, wherever people's attention are, they're going to try to manipulate their thoughts. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, I don't really know. I mean, is that really what's going on in social media? Are they really trying to manipulate the way that we think?
Yes.
So this whole movie, The Great Hack, talked about Cambridge Analytical and the people that work with Cambridge Analytical and how they worked with data points off of Facebook, particularly Facebook. And they believe this. They can change election results by what they put on social media, getting people. Like, here's an example. I can't remember what exactly was, but where they had these two different groups of people, right? And they knew if one group of people, they could get them to believe, like, you shouldn't vote, you know, and you shouldn't go down this road because if you vote, it's not going to be right. And they knew one group would vote regardless, but they knew the other group would buy into it. Right?
Wow.
So it actually, they showed these people going out after they put these ads on social media, starting to go with this cause called, I don't remember what the cause was. Yeah, I mean, what?
Do so.
Why are you crossing?
They did, that's what they did. So they do so. So they got t-shirts, they were on social media, and the whole idea
was it this? With the fist?
Doing this. And it was planted by the people who wanted the election to go to a certain way. And they knew if they put it in there, they could get these people to believe it. So now all of a sudden everybody's walking around with these do so, whatever it is.
Do so. Okay.
Which was essentially don't vote. Right?
Oh.
So everybody's going around, but they knew one group of people based upon their data points would buy into that. The other group, based upon their data points, wouldn't. So that means they'll get them not to vote, so this group will win. And guess who won?
The group.
Yeah, that group.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, listen, this is what I'm trying to say.
It's so true, though.
Everybody knows that the way to manipulate a person's mind, and they can be manipulated, is change the way you think, change the way they view, and because you're so focused on certain things that if you're on there long enough and they give you certain trigger points because they know you, right?
That's
Isn't that
scary.
Amazing? Think about how many data points they have of you.
Wow. Yeah.
And so now everything that's on your Facebook or on your Instagram is all based upon what Jenny wants to see.
Oh, this is so true.
And around what Jenny thinks like, and so that they change or enhance the way that you think.
Yeah.
Right? So the idea of mastermind was we should probably be careful about that or think about the power of the mind, right?
Yeah.
And the power of how things change. And in fact, I had this conversation with Nick today because Nick, who's in charge of all of our social media here, and he hears me talk about social media. And he's
I know.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, we want to get things out. Here's all I said. The proof is this, that people are using social media to change the minds of people.
Yeah.
Not in a good way, right?
Right.
It's more about marketing and what to buy. It's politically motivated who to
that
vote
works.
For. It's to get you to do things that you probably shouldn't do, mm-hmm. get you to view things that you probably shouldn't view, get mm-hmm. you to be on Instagram for an hour and a half.
Hey, but it was positivity that I was looking up. Huh? What I was looking up.
Was positivity.
All of it was positive.
What were you looking
up? I was on the one page of my Enneagram type.
Right.
Seven.
Right. And so once you realized your Enneagram type, what did it change?
I already knew it.
No, okay. So after you were on there for an hour and a half,
I was
how did it
like,
change the way you lived your life the next 5 days?
I was just like, wow, I feel a lot better about myself because there are other weird people too.
But it didn't change anything for you.
It made me a happier person.
Because just knowing there's other people like you.
Yeah.
Right. So the idea being,
I'm not the norm.
We should understand that. So as a church, this is what I'm saying to the churches out there. Why aren't we, if you could truly, it's like we have the best message in the world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins, will give you the ability to live like life like you've never been able to live before. The things that come with being a follower of Jesus Christ, right? Like but yet when we put on social media, are we just putting stuff on there to just put it out there for people to consume? Or are we putting out there things that can help people think differently about what it means to be a Christian? Because that's what the rest of the world's doing.
Yeah.
So I'm not against social media. I'm just against the way Christian people are using it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, as a church or as a Christian person, know that there are people out there spending millions of dollars to change the way that you think and move you in a bad direction. Why in the world wouldn't the church be strategic in using our social media? And so that's what Nick's been doing.
Exactly.
Think about, not again, because I already know this. Like I told you guys, I'm not on social media, which is fine.
Recent. That's a recent thing.
Yeah, recent.
Yes.
Yeah, over the past month.
Yeah.
Right? Which is funny because I don't get any more spam calls either.
Spam calls? You're getting spam calls?
Yeah, because the more you hover over certain things and they get and use your data and do these things,
uh-huh.
you know, I don't get as many junk emails. I don't get as many because I'm not on there because they use that information and sell it.
Nobody sold anything. My stuff.
No? Nobody sold your information?
So. They probably don't want it.
Do you ever get spam calls or emails or any of that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just me then.
Yeah, something's going on.
Either way, so just off that, but that's not for everybody. Social media is still going to be out there. All those things are going to happen. The point is, as the church and mm-hmm. as a Christian, how should we be viewing it? And how should we be using it? And I think the church has to think about that. I think Christian people need to think about that. Because if you're on it for an hour and a half and we have your attention for an hour and a half, we ought to be able to show you something more than new pants to buy, right? Or a new shirt to buy, or whatever those things are.
Yeah.
Right? We should be able to go down those roads.
Yeah.
So in the Mastermind series, it was about, first of all, there's a battle for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
This week was, we got to figure out how we train your mind, right? So this week was about how do you train your mind in a way to fight the battle, right? Mm-hmm. So anybody goes into a battle, they got to realize they got to be able to fight the battle. So you had a chance to watch it this week?
Yes, I did. I did watch it. And you talked about fear in it too.
Yeah. So it's Philippians 4.
Right.
Right. So that's where we're going to be today.
Philippians is one of my favorite books.
How come?
I don't know. First of all, I believe, or not I believe, but if I can do all things through Christ, or mm-hmm. I can do all things, Philippians 4:13, that is like my life verse.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a really crazy
story. So that's
story
the reason
about
you
that.
Like the whole book is because of...
And it's got a lot of like, I just like it. Okay.
No, again, you're saying you're right. I'm just helping you say it.
Sometimes I think you say stuff and you're like questioning me.
I'm
within.
Helping you think deeper.
Thank you.
That's all. I'm just taking what you're saying
because
you have all the right thoughts to make it deeper. Because remember the story of the Philippian church, right?
Yeah.
The story of the Philippian church is your life story,
mm-hmm.
right? They struggled.
Mm-hmm.
They struggled to find joy. They struggled to find happiness. They were being persecuted. They made some wrong decisions. Paul comes, gives them Jesus, and they find their hope in Christ.
Right. Right? And I just like Paul, too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So again,
yes.
Philippians, so that was the story of the Philippian church. That's what was going on. And again, we were looking at Philippians 4 and our scripture verses were 6-9, right? So that's what we're looking at. So it starts with, don't be anxious about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's how he starts. Like, don't be anxious about anything. So if you were looking at your life, what makes you anxious?
What makes me anxious?
Yeah. Do you have anything that makes
Everything.
You anxious? What?
Yes.
No.
I'm just a ball of anxiousness.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, what are certain things you're anxious about?
So That's a great question you would ask me.
You are a ball of anxiousness.
Yes.
But yes. Hey, what are you anxious about, Jenny? Well,
I get anxious about my day.
Okay.
Like not having enough time in the day to do everything.
Okay.
Or I like everything planned out, mm-hmm. but mentally planned out. I write stuff down, but not like I'll be like, okay, after this, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
After I pee, I'm going to roll the silverware.
Okay. Which for everybody's getting silverware, Jenny does wash her hands after she
pees. Swear, and I even Clorox the thing today, we're good.
We're good.
We're really good.
Okay, anything else that makes you anxious?
Life. The future.
The future?
The future, yeah.
Okay.
Which that's why this message was so like...
Do you have something specific about the future?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be single with cats and dogs the rest of my life.
Okay, so you're anxious.
Yes.
Yeah, about that.
Well, I'm 30. I'm about to be 30
how many days?
Let's
talk about it. So what
My
brings,
time is ticking. Yeah, you even said that.
Biological clock is ticking.
Hey, nowadays you can have a kid till you're like 42.
No, I know. So listen, and I don't even know if I should say this out there.
Uh-oh.
But, huh?
What?
Are you ready for this?
No.
So Jenny is... Are you single?
Yes. Yes.
Like for sure single. You're not like
talking. I think.
Are you talking to somebody?
I mean, I don't really know anything about anything.
So if you want to date, if you want to date Jenny, she works at the Cafe of Hope.
The last time we did this, it went so
She works at the Cafe of Hope. You can come in and see her. Because if she really does want a boyfriend, as you guys now approach her and ask her for a date.
Do not talk to me at work, please.
Okay. Get her information from somebody and send her a text. Is that better?
Yes, I can handle texts.
Okay. Anyway, anxiety is created by a loss of control.
Very much so.
So anytime you're out of control, mm-hmm. anxiety comes in. So anything that we think that we should be in control over, we tend to get anxious about.
Yeah.
So Paul then says, if you are anxious, what should you do?
Pray.
Right.
Seek
take
the
it
Lord.
To yeah, take it to the Lord. And the purpose of praying is what? Like, why do we take those things to the Lord? Why is it important for us to take it to him?
So that he can help us with it.
Well, and to acknowledge this, mm-hmm. right? So do you think that God is in control of your life?
He is, but sometimes I don't let him be.
Right, so that would be the point. So mm-hmm. part of prayer is to say, okay,
I need your help, surrender.
Yeah, like you're going to have to surrender. You're going to have to go down those roads. So he says, don't be anxious about anything. You know, take it to him with prayer mm-hmm. and petition.
And thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah, thanksgiving and petition.
Yep.
So every situation we should take it to him, we should thank him, but we should also petition him for things to change. So are you praying, are you petitioning him for those things that you're anxious about?
No.
Why not?
Great question. Again, I don't know.
Like, are you petitioning him for a man of God to show up in your life?
No. I don't know why.
But I think, again, for our audience, that's what we're trying to help them understand.
Yeah.
Is that, fine, you want to go and say, I want to pray to you, and God, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a boyfriend. But how about the other part of it, saying, God, I'm trusting you that I want a man of God in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm petitioning him to show up, you know, and so that I can be at that place. Because I think as Christian people, we have to remember, we need to petition the God of the universe to... be a part of our lives. Petition him. If you're sick, petition him to be healed. If you want a boyfriend, petition him. It's not wrong. That's what he tells you to do.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard to ask. Like, even if it is God, like, some people, I don't know, just some people are hard. Like, it's hard for them to ask for things.
Because they don't want help or they think they can do it all by themselves.
Control.
The point of not asking for help would be is you think you can do it all on your own.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why Paul's saying, mm-hmm. well, then you're going to be anxious. You know, for the rest of your life, if you don't figure that piece out. Then mm-hmm. he tells us, if you go down, he says, then if this is happening, you know, through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, if you do those things, I'm going to guard your heart and your mind, mm-hmm. right, to keep you from losing control of those things. And then he says, now meditate on this stuff. What is true, you know, again, we'll just read it. So finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble.
Huh? Planter. Whatever, Planter. Yes, that's how you remember that verse. So the whatever's true, noble, like, so whatever is, what's pure, planter, P-L, loyal. Wait, no.
Okay, you want me to just read it and then you can do
it? Will you just do it in the planter? The
so
P-L-A,
finally,
admirable.
Sisters, whatever is true.
Okay, that's the T.
Whatever is noble.
That is the N.
Whatever is right.
That is the R.
Whatever is pure.
That is P.
Whatever is lovely.
L.
And whatever
lovely.
Is admirable.
Yep, A.
Right? Plant. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy. Right?
Yeah, praise think me. About these things.
Right.
I had to memorize right. that verse.
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So mm-hmm. now, again, thinking on what is true. That's what he says. So where do we get our truth from?
Yep, the word.
Right. And it's important because there is a battle for truth right now. Right? We have to determine. So what's a, give me a hot topic in the world today. Something that's controversial.
Oh, I guess the presidency.
Huh?
Anything.
Democrat, Republican. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
That. Or do you have something else?
No.
You're about ready to go.
There's so many.
Huh?
There's the riots.
No. So
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. So let's just use the example of platforms. Democratic platform.
Right.
Republican platform. And you're trying to decide which platform you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Or which platform you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Should the Bible be a guide in any of those things?
Absolutely.
Right. So
if you're a Christian, you've said this time and time
again. That would be my point, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a Christian
yeah.
and you're looking at it, it's not which one you agree with more. Mm-hmm. It's which one is lined up with Scripture.
Right. Because right? you might not even agree with it.
Yeah, that's my point.
Right.
The point just is if you're going to say that you're a Christian, you've surrendered yourself to what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've surrendered yourself to what the Word of God says, then we, at this point, have to say we have to align ourselves not with what we think is the makes us feel good.
Yeah.
Or not which one makes us have a better life, or
yeah.
which one is less controversial, or which one is less divisive, or which one brings more happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, what Scripture say? What does it line up with? Now, I just wonder this. If you could go out and you could say to people who are a part of a party,
mm-hmm.
right, and you could go through the platform, because every one of them has a platform,
yeah.
right, of what they support and what they don't support. How many people do you think say, I am a Democrat because of what Scripture says? I am a Republican because of what Scripture
None.
Says? Huh?
None.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But how is that even... If whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is
right.
noble, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever those things are, if we're going to be Christian people,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't we filter those types of decisions
Absolutely.
Through what Scripture says? And if it doesn't line up with Scripture,
yeah.
right, can we
yeah.
support it?
Right. You're no, right.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
back to we've got to be able to use this. Then, and this is what we're going to end with today because I think this is really important. So at the end it says, you've seen me do all these things and
mm-hmm.
you've seen me operate in all these things. You've seen me, you know, be a part of this now.
So why?
Put it
you?
Into practice.
Yeah.
Right? Put it, be a doer of the word.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that for people today?
Very.
How come?
I think you forget about the good, not necessarily the good things, but you forget about, it's easy to forget things that have been done in your life. So you
okay.
can, it's easy to forget that he will do it again.
Okay.
Because so much has happened in the meantime. For me, at least, it is.
Right. Sometimes I think this is the struggle in the Christian church today,
mm-hmm.
is a lot of people want to read more about the Bible, right? So
then,
that they can become a better person, right? So I'm going to read the Bible,
uh-huh.
and the Bible is essentially a self-help manual. If I follow the manual, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to be better. Like, I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm going to be able to do. And so I do it
mm-hmm.
for myself, right? And I start focusing on myself, and or we read it and we feel good because now we know more about the Bible than we did in the past, right? We become Bible scholars.
Yeah.
So Francis Chan, in his book called Crazy Love, said this. I'll never forget it. I mean, it's to the point where I was feeding cows. I listened to books.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there feeding cows to the point where I sat down and weeped, and I never cry.
You never cry?
Never
cry. I thought we had this conversation.
No, I never
cry. I thought we had this conversation that you do cry because you said you cried more than I do.
No.
Yes.
That would have never happened.
You were making fun of me for not crying.
No, I...
You said, do you even have feelings?
I don't think I said that.
No, I remember it was a Saturday around noon.
Okay, well, I don't remember
that.
We
were standing in the cafe.
But I don't cry very
often. He said that.
But listen.
Neither do I.
Here's what it says in Crazy Love.
Okay.
He says, if you're reading the Bible right now
mm-hmm.
and you're doing your devotions and you come to a place where God tells you to go do something, do not read one more word in that Bible until you go out and do that one thing. The world doesn't need more Bible scholars. The world needs more doers of the word. People are willing to go out and do those things. So
yeah.
why are you reading your Bible if you're unwilling to do what it says?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tough.
Yeah.
Right? To think through. Like, that's how hard is that to
very
live that out, to follow all of that out. So that will be our challenge. So, you know, our update from our challenge last week, Jenny, how'd it go giving up social media?
Not too well. So, but I did have some better, like, spiritual time.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So now your New Year's resolutions on the spiritual time?
Yeah, it's probably up 10%.
Okay, good for you. It's getting closer to the lotioning your body one. Right,
that's
which you're
going
at 80%.
So well right now.
No. So you're at 80%.
Yeah.
You've moved your spiritual goals up to about 20%.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, so we're going to keep trying to get them even.
It's going to keep going up.
Yeah, keep moving in the right direction.
Can only go up from here.
So here would be the challenge this week.
Okay,
for
I'm ready.
You. Okay, are you ready?
I should write it down.
Not just Jenny, but here's what we're hoping for. We're hoping Jenny actually carries out one of the challenges so she can come back next week and tell us how
you
it goes.
Need a challenge too.
I'll take the challenge.
Okay, let's do it.
The same challenge.
Okay.
Okay, because I couldn't give up the social media because it's gone.
Right.
So I couldn't do that one.
That was
unfair. The challenge this week is you're going to be reading your Bible.
Okay.
So you read your Bible on a regular basis.
I do.
Okay, so you're going to read the Bible. We're going to take Francis Chan's advice.
Okay.
You're going to read the Bible, and if it's something that says in there, speaks to you through the Holy Spirit, says do this thing, you are that day or within a time, you're going to go out and do it. Before you read anything else.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to do that, and then we're going to report back. What did God say to us? What did we do? And what was the result of it? Same for you guys that are listening to us, or same for you guys that are watching us online. Take the challenge. Go out today. Paul says, listen, don't be anxious. You know, make sure that you're not anxious. Recognize God is in control, loves you. Understand that there is a fight for truth today in our world. We need to land on the right side. As Christian people, there is nothing more important than the truth of God. We get our truth through Scripture. You know, you can't draw lines anywhere else other than this is where our truth come from. Live it out and be, like Paul says, if you've watched it done, be a doer of the word. Practice what you preach. Get out there and live by the truth of God, because if we do, He can use us in amazing ways. And we want to hear your feedback. If you are out there and you're doing it, we'd love to hear how it's going. We'd love for you to share your story of how that happened so that we can share it. So you can send, you know, emails in, or you can get on our Facebook,
emails.
Whatever that is. Yeah, we need an email account. Producer, we'll get an email account that you can start sending stuff to. Before that, you could just get on our Facebook, leave us a message there. We want to share your story of how God's working in your life. We'd love to make that as a part of our weekly event in doing this. So thanks everybody for being with us on the roundtable, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Bye.